in town you never heard of.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
All right, welcome back to Common Folk.
Woo!
The Halloween week.
There it is. Just
getting into the spirit of things here.
It's the Halloween week, man.
Mm-hmm. You're not cracking a beer this morning.
No, but I put whiskey in this coffee. So.
Stop. Edible.
I didn't. No.
Okay.
Kicking off Halloween right. week, right.
Yep.
What day is it? It's Monday. Yeah, so right. it's
Frame
the week.
Frame of mind, yeah.
There were trick-or-treaters in the neighborhood yesterday. We missed it.
Yeah, they had some kind of organized thing they were doing.
Did you do that, Andy?
Of course we did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we stopped at two parties. We had adult sodas.
Mm. So, yeah.
Is that the one where, like, people sign up so you have, like, a map you can follow or something?
Yep, exactly. So, yeah. And we've done this for a number of years now, so we know the places we got to get to.
Oh, that serve the candy bars or cheeseburgers?
Well, yes, exactly. Yeah. We stopped at one that had homemade chicken noodle soup, the whole nine yards.
It was awesome. Oh, yeah. Wow.
So, okay. Stuck around there for a while.
Yeah. Joel and I were out in the garage watching football and eating, and like all these ATVs and cars and everything kept buzzing by.
Yeah.
And you know where I'm at. We're on that hill. So people come over that hill, they're flying. Like, I was about ready to start stacking up some tennis balls. And then I started realizing it was...
What was going on?
Yeah, because I kept looking, and then I'd see kids in, like, little outfits and stuff, and I was like, oh, it must be the trick-or-treating event.
Yeah, that would have been fun, though. You guys could have been the... You guys could, like, been on the little map as trickers, not treaters.
Yeah,
like when they come across...
Dodge.
Yeah.
Dodgeball on...
A common occurrence in our basement now, it's like a war zone, and we have Nerf guns everywhere.
Okay.
And that'll be a thing that Ozzy and I have to do, and a lot of times we'll take on the girls, and it ends in them screaming and running upstairs and telling on us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. But it's like a Nerf gun. You know, we all have different Nerf guns.
Yeah.
So that'd been cool. You guys could have been like staked out by the smoker, and as soon as you hear those ATVs coming, you all get strapped up and
start blasting.
Yeah, start blasting with those Nerf guns.
My head's going to, what are they throwing at Hubie on the bike? Not tennis balls.
Oh, they throw all kinds of things.
Okay, so we could have done that too.
Yeah, like the goat.
Yeah.
Were you out, Tracy?
No, I went to Kansas City shopping yesterday, but when I got back into town, I saw the aftermath.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, see, we don't have the young kids anymore, so not that we can't participate. Yeah. Like, we totally could
like
have been
sit
part
with
of
you,
the
though,
neighborhood.
And watch the tennis ball idea. I think that'd be fun.
It would be fun.
Shoom, shoom.
Seriously, though, people fly on that hill. It's not cool.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, so, well, that was that.
So it's Halloween week. I was thinking about it the other day. I think this is our third year of a Halloween episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we had done interview with a kid, I think was the first year.
Yeah.
And that was, I think Joel came in and we were just chatting about.
Halloween, I was going to say, what kid was this?
You don't even remember.
It's my kid.
Yeah. Just years.
It's been too long.
And then last year we turned it up a notch and we went Death Talk with Andy.
Oh
yeah. Okay.
In Andy's previous life of what would you call it?
Well, I worked for a burial vault company. I was their PR guy. And then I end up just kind of progressing through the industry. And I worked for a funeral home for a number of years. And then I managed a really cool old cemetery in Omaha.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. So we had a lot of conversation. People should revisit that because it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
About
you put a spin on something.
No, I don't know, maybe, but I just specifically remember talking about like caskets and cremation and like,
but there
how
was
all
something
that
he said was like, there was some saying that people say when you're like at night. I can't remember.
Oh, dead ringer.
Dead
ringer, the old urban legend of a dead ringer. And that had to do with
because
back
they were still alive when they were buried.
The
I didn't
Celtic
know that was
times.
A thing.
Because,
okay.
You know, everyone got served beer out of a pewter mug, and the alcohol would eat that pewter away, and it would just knock your ass out. Like, it would shake you. Your breathing would really slow down. And back in those days, especially following the plague, like, they don't want a dead body laying around, so they'd hurry up and bury you. Well, they kept finding out that we're burying too many people alive. So they would put a little string attached to a bell. And if a guy would come out of it and wake up, he would see the string there and he'd ring the bell. And that's why you'd have the graveyard shift. Somebody would have to stay awake that night and listen for the bells. And, oh, we got a dead ringer. Go get your shovels.
I mean, that is some crazy
not creepy at all.
No. Yeah. Can you imagine being buried alive?
Yeah. Waking up in there?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, I've only been blacked out drunk a few times, so.
You never woke up in a,
no, not
in
yet.
A ringer box?
Not in yeah. the casket.
Oh, yeah. There's my string. Ding, 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 ding.
Man.
Hope yeah. the graveyard shift guy is reliable.
Yeah, see, I didn't forget that one.
Yeah, that was. I thought you were talking about something I brought up, but that was what Andy brought
yeah.
that up.
Mm. Yeah.
So, so we've got another one. We're going to get into that in a second. But first, I want to chat a little bit about Barn Owl. So it's this new company we're working with. We mentioned it a couple of episodes ago.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of videos on YouTube with the equipment. We went out and did an install down here on our lane out at this property.
Yeah.
We did an unboxing. I don't know if that's up yet, but it will be shortly.
And we're going to tag. They actually have a really nice YouTube channel that doesn't have okay. much views because they're still kind of a new company.
Yep.
But we'll tag all of our Instagram posts and our YouTube videos to yep. that channel. So if you have any more questions, they are really good about how it's set up. It will answer them for you.
Yep, yep. If you haven't heard us talk about them, basically this is a camera system, a surveillance camera system. You can use it as a game cam. You can use it for lots of different things, but it's mm-hmm. cellular connected. They're one of the things that they brag about is that the cell connection, even if your cell phone only shows like one bar or barely any connection, that mm-hmm. this device will get a very good connection. It apparently yeah. has some kind of amplifier on it. So you can use these things in all different places. We've got, solar panel on it to help keep it charged. So as we've told folks, they're not paying us for this. They sent us some cameras. We told them we'd review them. If it's a device that we like and it's a company that we like, and we want to stick together, then we'll start mm-hmm. asking for some money if yeah. that's the case.
And but, if they like us.
Right, yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah, they have to choose too. But as of right now, this is just an honest review.
Yep.
So far, Andy and I were involved in the unboxing. Mm-hmm. Looks like a quality product.
Yeah.
We've got two of them, so we've still got one other one to set up, but we have the one set up on the lane here, and the whole intent was for surveillance. So we kind of set it down on the end of the property. We can see vehicles that are coming in and out mm-hmm. And other activity that we didn't realize. So this yeah. thing's been set up for a little over a week now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you set up all the triggers just like anything else. So I have it set to take two photos and then take a 5-second video if it gets triggered.
Okay.
So I've got the alert set up on my phone. So it sends me a message every time it sees something and go in there, see what's going on. It's been great. To know, so we're running a business up here and we're out in the middle mm-hmm. of nowhere. Mm-hmm. It's been great to know, one, when the delivery trucks show up and we're not here. Mm-hmm. So we've been able to see that. And then also, I've seen some random vehicles that are coming up here that I never even knew were coming up here.
Yeah, we're like, yeah. come on.
My mom lives up here. Mm-hmm. So like yesterday or the day before, I saw this truck come up and I'm like, I don't know who that is, you know, mm-hmm. so I send her a message. Hey, did you see this? Yeah, I seen them. Oh, they just turned around. You know, they must be lost, whatever. And this is a dead end. Like, you got to be sure. lost to get
yeah,
up
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
So that's been kind of cool. And then also the wildlife that we're seeing in that area that mm-hmm. we didn't realize was going on.
Oh, yeah.
So we're starting to have, over the last couple of months, a coyote problem.
Yeah.
Oh, you always it's have bad. Had a coyote. And this chicken coop over here.
They're just getting, yeah. they're like getting,
but they're getting
very brave.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, you've always, you know, you can always hear them at night. Mm-hmm. But now they're coming up. They're showing their face, like, yeah. at all times of the day.
Oh, wow.
In the middle all over of the day. Property.
That's yeah. That's one of those telltale signs, I think, of overpopulation when you're mm-hmm. seeing them, like, during the day and out being, because, yeah, they're kind of a nocturnal animal.
Right, you know? Yeah. So on that particular camera, I've seen them for the last 3 nights in a row at, like, 1 a.m. in that area. And then my mom will normally see them in her backyard as soon as the sun's going down. So mm-hmm. we're kind of getting an idea of where yeah. they're moving.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so
you're
that's been.
Camp up, shop, and.
We're going to have to do something. Out. We're going to have to do okay. something. But
sounds like fun.
It's been. It's
you
been,
can come too.
It's been neat to see on the camera and how all that yeah. works. So far, the device has been super easy to use. I did have some issues setting it up initially, mm-hmm. and they brag about their customer service.
Yeah.
And I got in touch with a lady at their customer service, and she was extremely helpful. You're talking to a regular person in the U.S. yeah. who knows their equipment.
Yeah.
And she walked me
that
through
call
everything.
That was really quick. I didn't know what was going yeah. on.
And you're like, kind of a dick about that stuff. We've done a few episodes about you and customer service.
I'll take it. I will take it. Yeah.
There's nothing worse than calling up when you're frustrated, though, and then it's not horrible. Giving
yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Did you turn it off and turn it back on?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, you're like, well, oh, no.
Did you take the Nintendo cartridge out and blow in it slowly? No, I didn't.
And a lot of these big companies, it's, you know, someone that they've hired that is like reading some kind of script, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. And they don't know. Like, typically, you know more than they do.
Yeah. That was a part of my previous life, like, doing expos and trade shows.
Yeah.
They would hire out local talent. So you'd get this smoking model. I mean, she was a good-looking gal. And she's out front talking about burial vaults. And then, like, everyone kind of knew the gig. But every once in a while, a dumbass would be like, ask her a real question. She's like, oh, well, yeah, they put dirt on top of it because you got to bury it. Like, you know, so oh, then I'm God. Just thinking, you're talking about bad customer service. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You hired these people as our outreach or whatever. Yeah.
So they are the exception to that. Yeah. Barnow, they, they're folks at customer service actually know the product. So that's been cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. So one last thing, I was speaking with the guy that we're working with that's in charge of marketing. It's something I didn't realize. They are U.S.-based, and it's veteran-owned. So there's this guy who's in charge of it as a military veteran. He's kind of got this mission to get this good quality product out. And he said we'll probably get him on an interview. So we'll chat with that guy sometime soon, hopefully.
Nice.
Good deal.
So it'll be interesting to see what they're doing. But Barnow, gosh, I should have looked this up first, because I think it's the website is Barnow Tech, I think. But I want to make sure I get that right.
It's something like that for the YouTube handle, too. It's Barnow.
Yeah, so their website is barnowl.tech, and you can order from there.
Where are they at locally? I saw a map, but I...
Colorado Springs, yeah.
Okay.
Can you grab that real quick? And I just want to say it before we go away, that sheet that we're putting in the packages.
Oh, yeah.
So we've also partnered with them on a discount. So a discount with the Farm Focus brand and with the Common mm-hmm. Folk brand. Mm-hmm. So folks can go to this Barnow... Tech, and they can place an order and they can use a coupon code. I mean, these cameras in general, no matter who you're buying from, they're not cheap, you know, and then you have a monthly subscription and those kinds of things, but they make it pretty affordable.
Well, I think the solar panels are a pretty cool feature too.
Yeah. You know. So ours is, the code is literally farm focused. So farm FOCUSED.
Yeah. What was that?
Yeah. Farm focused. So you put that in, check out, you get 10% off. So
if Barnow. If you introduce our guest, I got a little story from a previous life of mine that I can tie Barnow into.
Nice.
Ooh.
So nice.
Let's get to
the connection. Camera action?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get to
the camera action. All right. Well, let's get into the meat of this. So our third Halloween episode, I'm going to let Morgan introduce our guest because she set this one up. And,
I always feel like you introduce so much better than me.
Be fun. I don't do anything.
Coming down.
Yeah. No, so this is my friend Tracy Anderson. Long story short, I had texted, I think it was, I don't even know if you know this backstory.
Maybe not.
It was the 4th of July, and there was a group of us over at Corey's house, and there was a lady across the table from us, Sarah, who was... barely interacted with us or Haley, my daughter. I had gotten a text afterwards and Sarah was like, hey, I just want to let you know Haley's energy was just so amazing. It was just really calming. Like, I just got a really good vibe from her. And they hadn't even really said much. And I was like, oh my God, that was so nice. Like, that's totally Haley though. So our daughter has always kind of felt like has this other sense. Like, she's seen ghosts. She's just, I don't know. She just has that. And so then we got into the conversation. She's like, oh, I'm going to buy you some sage. Then we like, Corey wrapped you into this and whatever. And you came over to our house. So anyway, yes. So you are, what did we say? Like a Reiki master.
Master.
You're a Reiki master.
Reiki.
Yep.
Reiki. Yeah. So that wasn't new to me, like hearing that. But when you came over and you saged the house, because... I mean, saging is just any, like you said, anybody can do it, but normally you need to be gifted sage. Is that kind of like...
I've heard that. I don't know that.
If it matters, like you can buy it yourself.
I think it's the intention behind it, right?
Okay.
So people do believe that. I don't personally believe that. Okay. I think anyone can buy their own sage.
Okay. But so
let's find out what all that is. So Tracy, thanks for coming. Let's start with that.
Yeah.
So what is Reiki and what is a Reiki master?
So Reiki is, it comes from Japan. And really, the history behind it is centuries old. Uh-huh. Just energy healing. So there's never been like necessarily the name Reiki attached to it until I think the 1920s they officially like termed Reiki from a Japanese doctor that went up into the mountains and had like an awakening from like a 20-some-day fast. Long story, but behind the Usai Reiki that we kind of commonly use here now. But it's been going on in Asian cultures for centuries, right? So it's basically just everything around it. Everything's made up of energy, some type of energy, right? And so that's basically just a healing. Reiki helps, if you've ever heard of chakras. I don't know if you guys are familiar with chakras.
No.
Reiki kind of works with your chakras. So you have seven chakras within your body. And this just kind of helps center your chakras to help provide peace and relaxation, kind of a form of meditation, but also taking like a healing energy and light to just kind of help your body work in those zones.
Okay.
So you kind of talk about your daughter and her like calm vibe. Yeah. So when you're around people, you know vibes, right? You know, like when you're around people and you're just like, God, I feel great. Like that, I love hanging out with that person because I just feel great when I leave that person.
Yeah.
Or, oh my gosh, I have to go see Aunt Patty. And every time I just feel like choked out or I'm exhausted. Right? Because we do all have energies around us. And so finding like your vibrational levels. So some people vibrate way up high and they're positive and they're just, they are energizing you, right? You just, that you're getting their vibes and their energies. And then there are some people that are low vibrators or, you know, and we can go on the spectrum. Mm-hmm. And so Reiki is just kind of a key or, you know, a piece that kind of just helps us center and center our chakras. It can work together with, like, I'm a nurse, so I believe in science and medicine fully. I understand all of that. But there's always another, like, side of that, right? Like, we don't have to just throw a pill on everything.
Right.
There's a way to kind of meditate and kind of help self-heal to your energies and your vibes to help you heal better, just be in a better headspace.
So what would be like a typical situation that you would use that skill and that understanding for?
So I've used it all. I mean, I have used it a lot just for people that are like struggling mentally and also like just not feeling good. My husband's been sick recently, so we've been doing a lot of Reiki. I've been raking him a lot.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it's women because, I mean, there's just not a lot of people don't know about it, first of all. There's just not a lot of, I think that we're just more open to trying
things
that. So, but a lot of like, when my friends are feeling like, well, I just am not feeling good. Like, I need you to Reiki me. And I can send it distantly or they can come to my house. I have a little Reiki bed. But but like, so like, you know, if you're just not feeling like, maybe you're vibrating down here and you're just like, I'm in a funk. Like, I'm just in a funk and I feel like I need to like recenter.
Yeah.
So I do, that's what I would say I'd see the most people for is just kind of like, I'm just off. I need to like rebalance.
So what's the actual process? Like if they did come to your house, I mean, it's just a bed and
I have, it's like just a massage bed.
Yeah.
Right. And you don't have to have all of that.
Right.
I went to a course to where a teacher taught me all about Reiki and it was like a 3-day course and you meditate and you learn and you get an attunement. It's called that just kind of helps. So this healing is not anything that's not Christian. I'm a Christian person. I believe in God. It's just the source, like, so if you say the source is God, some people, you know, all these different religions we have with the same basis behind them, right? Right. Just where did you grow up?
Yes.
Basically. So it kind of takes all that and that, like, higher power and energy where you're maybe a conduit for that. So, like, Reiki healing does its own healing. It's not me. I'm not a special person.
You're not lifting people up.
Typical person. Yeah, it's none of that. It's more of, like, a meditative state, right? And so come in. I'll just kind of walk you through coming in for a Reiki session. You'll come in. I like to have like just relaxation, like meditation type music on. Mm-hmm. And I will have like meditated for a little bit before you come just because I want to make sure I'm like in a good headspace to be ready to help out whoever's coming in. Right. Mm-hmm. And so kind of sit there. I like to burn my sage to clear out any of the negative energies that might be around or kind of lingering in my space. Right.
Yeah.
Or me. I'm not always in the happiest of moods, right? So kind of clear myself too. Get myself in a good headspace, and then you'll come in. I'll have you lay down and maybe just kind of be for a little bit. Take some deep breaths, kind of talk you through that. Like, kind of set your mind if there's an intention you have, if there's a specific issue that you're struggling with. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily have to say it out loud. You can. But kind of get yourself into that headspace for a few minutes, and then I will walk through. I don't touch anyone really. I'm using my hands kind of above your chakra. So you have a crown chakra, which is the top of your head.
Okay.
Into your third eye, which I feel like that's probably the one that everyone's heard of, right? So mm-hmm. this like the center of your forehead, and then there's a throat chakra, your heart chakra, you have your solar plexus, your sacral, and then your root chakra, which kind of grounds us into the earth. They call that grounding. When you hear grounding, that's mm-hmm. talking about kind of getting your root chakra, which is like our, you know, our base for everything. So we'll just kind of walk through that. It's usually around 45 minutes to an hour of just kind of being there and kind of with those energies and working that through your body. And then we close it off, and you can talk about kind of how you're feeling or if there was anything weird that happened. There's been some weird things that have happened when I'm doing Reiki. So it's just kind of
Let's dive into that.
I know. Weird. I kind of want to hear the weird stuff.
I'm here for the weird.
Andy's like, whoa.
But before we get to weird, what causes the bad vibrations? Or, you know, I feel like is there a tug and pull between here's a little devil on this side of the shoulder and here's a little angel and they're pulling at you. And when the devil gets a little bit of an extra pull, that's where that negative or low vibes, is that low vibration or why do people need to come in and get this treatment? You know?
So that's a great question. And I'm definitely, I don't consider myself an expert of anything, but what my thought process
I'm basing mine off of Looney Tunes cartoons. So
well,
that's
right. Okay. That's good. Well, let's start from there. Yeah. No, but I think there's always constant vibration or energies around us, right? Mm-hmm. And when we get kind of in a place where we maybe can have a blocked chakra or like we're not grounding enough or we're not like it's easy to get sucked into the dark feelings, right? Mm-hmm. Or the darker vibrations. And you can get stuck in there.
Or just out of balance, I'd say, right? You're mm-hmm. putting too much focus on this, right. So you let something slip.
Exactly. Or okay. Once you're there and you're kind of like, you're right, I am a victim. I am. This mm-hmm. does suck.
Yeah,
my life
sense.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Every time I go out driving, I'm always behind a slow car. Like those things that we get sucked into that are just mm-hmm. pulling us down, and it's there. And then when it's there, you're stuck there and you get that victim mentality. Or everybody's
well, it's also
me.
Real. Like you are stuck in traffic. You know,
right?
It's funny
right.
when you look for something,
you
find
see it, right?
Yeah.
And so, kind of that balance, because you do. And I think some people are more prone to be sucked into that, or like vibrating mm-hmm. down here. And there's always a journey. You can always get better, just mm-hmm. like with anything, right? Just like with working out, with anything. Like you can always find a better way to kind of get you back into like a higher place. Is there good and evil? I fully believe that. Yes. There's just evil, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we're meant to be there, but I think sometimes people get stuck over there.
Sure.
And you just keep going.
Yeah.
So finding a place to balance that out, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big part of chakras. So if you kind of like study chakras a little bit, there's different feelings of like, okay, my third eye chakra, you know, is blocked. So then that's intuition.
Mm.
So you're not trusting your intuition, right? So there's different things associated with different chakras.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's part of the Reiki process too. Like you're kind of clearing out that mm-hmm. negative energy that's blocking my third eye. So I can start to trust my intuition.
Yeah. Like so, that. So with the weird stuff, would you say like, I'd love to hear the experience if you can share that with us.
Yeah.
Like, what was one of the weirdest ones? But also would you say it was like that negative energy saying like, no, I am latched on and I love it here and this person is miserable and that's what I'm here to do. Like they don't want to give it up.
Right. I didn't get that, but I think people have that because that's comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
miserable and I'm accustomed to this and I'm comfortable
right,
here.
And it's easier sometimes, right?
Of course it is.
It's easier.
Oh, it's so much easier being a victim, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So you get sucked into that and then pretty soon that's who you become because you're just sucked down there and then you're mm-hmm. one of those vampire.
Yes, energy vampires. I hate those assholes.
Like, yes. Yeah.
I turn into those sometimes and I hate it.
Well, and we all do, right? We do. It's human nature.
Yeah.
I was reading this book and I love this quote from it because it just said, we're all spirits having a human experience. Right. Hello, we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And human experience is not fun. There has to be something better out there than this.
Right. Yeah.
Like we're here to go through these journeys of like sorrow, complete sorrow and pain and
life, but then also is pain.
Right? And yeah, then of joy course. And beauty too. But I just love that it always resonates with me. Like everybody is. So forgive that vampire, no. But I don't have to spend time with him.
Exactly. I don't need to be around that. Yeah. Yeah. We'll let you go. You don't have to be around me after this.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Oh, my God. No. Get the more sage in here.
So where does it come? Where does the other piece of it come in with the, like, the spirits and the sage and all that kind of stuff? Like, how do those have to do with each other, or how did that come about for you?
So my first time ever experiencing, well, Reiki, I went, my mother-in-law bought me a massage. And I'm like, oh, I had little kids, like your age kids at that time. And we were staying in Nebraska City at the Arbor Day Lodge.
Yeah.
And my mother-in-law gets me and my sister-in-law a massage. And I'm like, oh, God, I cannot wait to have a massage. I haven't had a massage since 1980. So I go in and, like, get my massage. It's a Reiki. I have zero clues of what the hell Reiki is. Like, none. So I think I'm going to go get this, like, deep tissue massage.
And she didn't even touch
me. And I, like, get in there and this lady is like, yeah, she didn't even touch me. Oh. I just laid down. And she's doing the Reiki thing, but it was the craziest thing, right?
Yeah.
So I know nothing about chakras at this point.
Yeah, you weren't ready for this.
Nothing. Yeah, okay. And I don't know what any of this means, you know?
How old were you at that
time? I was probably 26, 27.
Okay.
Yeah. And I didn't do anything with it after this, but it was just really weird, right?
Yeah.
So I go in and I'm like, okay, a little disappointed, to be honest, because I wanted a freaking massage, right?
Yeah.
And so I lay down, and she's doing whatever she's doing, and all of a sudden, and this is so weird, and it was weird to say it even out loud sometimes, but I felt yellow. Like, really? If you could feel a color I was feeling, and I took nothing before I went in there. I wasn't on mushrooms. Right? But I was like, what in the world? This is so weird. Like, it's like vibrant yellow, like, feeling, okay? I'm like, okay, whatever. Well, then all of a sudden, I feel this, like, intense sadness, like, intense sorrow and sadness, like, overtaking me. Like, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I could hardly breathe. Oh. But it didn't feel like mine.
Mm.
Like, I think it was hers. And I still, to this day, think it was hers.
The lady that was doing the...
Yes. But I think I am very sensitive. Mm-hmm. I do think I'm, like a healer,
like a
maybe,
vessel.
Or, like, that's something that I've always been kind of, a weird kid that way, like... Mm-hmm. I always knew there was energy in things just as a kid, you know? I wanted to save the bugs and save the whatever.
Like, oh, my God, that's
so that little weird kid, right? Yep. So, but then I, like, I don't do anything with that. Like, I felt really amazing after I left. I really didn't say much. I told her, like, that I was really, really sad. She's like, yeah, that happens sometimes. I'm like, are you sad? And she's like, goes on to tell me this big, long story about how her husband had just passed away. And she was super, like, she was grieving.
Yeah.
But I, like, could feel that, you know? And it was crazy. But then I, like, start to learn about chakras years later.
I just saw that online. I was wondering if you were going to go to that.
Yes.
Because I saw these colors.
Yeah. So yellow is your solar plexus, right? And so I like to have this pulled up just because it gives me a little cheat sheet. Your ability to be confident and have control over your life. If it's in balance, your confidence is low, you know, low self-esteem, all of those things. Well, I'm like a mom. I was totally living in that world, I think, you know, at that age. Like, I'm a mom and I'm pulled 100 different directions. And I'm like, I bet she was healing that, something in that.
Hmm.
And I freaking felt, I had never seen this in my life.
When you came across that, what you're showing us on your phone, obviously folks can't see it because they're listening.
Right.
But it shows all these colors for the chakras. And so you mentioned that yellow. So when you came across this particular chart, how long after that experience was that?
Oh, years.
Yeah.
Years.
So then when you came across that, did it all just...
Yeah, it was like an epiphany. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Mm. Yeah. Really weird, right? Yeah. So I started kind of meditating because I was just... I don't know. I think you just get to a point in your life where something's like pulling you to like figure out what's out there, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That was for me anyway. And I had gotten this Reiki thing, and we've moved two times since I'd gotten this sheet from this lady that tells you what Reiki massage is. I never opened it. I threw it like in a shelf. Then we moved twice. We moved from Iowa and we moved here and whatever. And I'm just like doing some yoga before bed because I just needed to do some stretching. And this is where it gets weird when I talk about this stuff, right? Because I'm like, it's so weird. And people are like, what the hell's wrong with that lady? But I'm just let it all out.
We want it.
Okay. I said, give me the weed.
Yeah, we want all of it.
So I'm doing like my child pose, and I'm laying in front of just on my, like next to my bed, right before bed, right? And I'm laying there, and then I have a nightstand. And all of a sudden, I have this sudden urge, like this urge that I cannot not do. And it's like, just like, and I thought, well, maybe I'm just like need to stretch my back more. And so I'm like reaching under this nightstand just to kind of circle my shoulders and whatever. And I grab onto this pamphlet. And it is Reiki pamphlet.
Oh my gosh.
However many years ago. I mean, this is 10 years.
And moves
that
ago.
That one that you got, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And there it is. And I'm like, okay. I maybe need to do something with this.
I hear you now.
Someone's telling me to do something.
Yes.
So then you open it and you're like,
so then I open
shoot.
It and I actually found a lady in a class in Omaha. And so I went and took it. And again, I didn't do a whole lot of research with it before. And this was, 3 years ago, I think. Mm-hmm. And I signed up and did it. And it's changed my life, just my everyday life of.
Really?
Just like my intentions mm-hmm. and my just feelings and.
Your awareness went up, you'd mm-hmm. say, just overall about everything, about your surroundings, how people are feeling around you mm-hmm. and what it matters, you know. Yep. I think there's a, if you can just be a little bit more aware of how people feel around you, you can really impact them, mm-hmm. like in a good way or a bad way,
right,
you know. And if you're a healer, you know, and you like to help people, mm-hmm. if there's some weird study, if you just take 2 seconds to say, how are you doing, but mean it.
Mm-hmm.
And say something just a little off key, you know, like mm-hmm. you can really impact them. And,
right. That's so true.
You know, and something I want to ask you. When you grabbed that pamphlet, would you say you were somewhat like possessed? Did you feel possessed?
In a way, not like scary.
No, I don't mean scary.
But yes, it was like there was something driving me in my body so hard that it was almost like uncontrollable.
Yeah.
Like, and not in like a creepy exorcist way, but yes.
Right.
Like it was like there was a pull.
So yes. I go down a rabbit hole of The Matrix. I love that movie. I love everything about it.
So does this guy.
I mean, there's something to that, I think. And I was listening to some podcast or some interview, and they're talking about the Matrix mm-hmm. and like, are we like controllers or interfaces, right? Avatars or something, you know, and being possessed. And it was a woman, and she was a professional poker player. And there's not very many women professional poker players. So once again, women are more sensitive and open to things. And they started talking about being possessed and the Matrix. And they asked her, and she goes, yeah, I totally believe in that. She goes, the only time I ever won a poker tournament, like a big one, like a $1 million purse, something like that, she made some play, and she was going to make a bet, and she stopped. And then she felt something take her over, and she's like, okay, fine, you do it. And for the next 2 days of that tournament, she just let this force make all the plays, and that's the only tournament she ever won.
Oh, shit. Wow.
And she felt this voice say, I got this. You just sit back. And she just let it go. So like,
interesting.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Know. And it's not, like, it wasn't, it was for a good thing.
No, she wasn't scared. She didn't feel bad, but she totally felt like.
I felt like a weirdo, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Like, I sat there and told my husband this story, and I'm like, I don't even know if I'm going to tell you this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I was going to ask what his thoughts are with all of this.
Well, I think that's what is the hard part for so many people is that probably a lot of people get those kinds of cues,
mm-hmm.
but are too afraid to do something about them or recognize that it's going on or just fight it like, oh, God. Like you were saying, like, you need this reach. Like, most people probably would have been like, shoulder, what the hell, man?
You talk
and, like,
yourself out
roll
of it.
Around and, mm-hmm. this can't be anything, you know? Let me, let me get out of this room or whatever.
Take an ibuprofen and get the frick out
right?
of
it. Right? Yeah, you do. And I think, like, I was reading another book, too, that, and I can't remember the name of this book. I wish I could. But it's just about, like, clair gifts, like clairvoyance, clairaudio, clair, all the clair things, right? So, you know, basically in there is just saying, and this makes sense just because of the way we live our lives. We are born with senses. We know those senses, right? Our mm-hmm. hearing, seeing, sense, touching, all of those senses. But there's also other senses that we have like this. Like your daughter can see things, right? We hear, some people hear things, some people like, mm-hmm. and we're never trained to nurture those. We're trained to push those away, mm-hmm. right? And so if we would have grown up in a way that hey, let's nurture this gift that you have.
Mm-hmm.
What would that look like, I wonder?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
See, and that's what I always think about a little bit with Haley. We never made her feel weird. Like, she always had imaginary yeah. friends, and they were two people, Jaja and Nana, and it would never change. And they were with her. She would imaginary play. And I remember talking to the doctor, and the doctor was like, oh, that's good. That means she has a great imagination. And I think that's probably maybe, quote unquote, normal when they're little. Right. But it even happened later past when, you know, you wouldn't have imaginary friends. And we just never made her feel weird about it, but we didn't like cultivate it really either.
Yeah, so we're kind of like, how to cultivate it, right?
You know?
Yeah.
Well, and in our, I think like you were talking about, in our world, even what you call it, you know, you call it an imaginary friend.
Yeah.
And that automatically puts that that definition to it, that this is just something you're making up.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah,
know?
True.
Where for her, you know, that wasn't the case. She's like, nah, this, people are over here. I'm hanging out with them, you know? Yeah. And we're like, okay, hey, whatever, you know, as yeah. long as they're not treating you bad or,
yeah. Right. I wanted to prepare a little bit for today, so I kind of dug into ghosts and the origins and all that type uh-huh. of stuff, and kind of getting along the lines of what you guys are talking about, the complete opposite kind of happened early on, and we still do it today, where we attach a negativeness to it,
mm-hmm.
and parents will even use it as like a crutch, like, don't go in my bedroom or my closet because the boogeyman will get you.
Yeah.
So when you throw that at it, yeah. you know, and at an early impressionable age, that there are ghosts and they are bad. And so that's why you can't go over there.
That's
you
know true. What I mean? I never thought about that.
You're like really damning some kids. And I mean, I'm sure that's why I'm so weird, right? Because I got threatened so hard. No. But I do think there's some truth to that.
Yeah, you for know? Sure.
And like the boogeyman's under your bed
yeah.
type of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's not very many, you know, movies or media or whatever that we watch that have a ghost involved that's positive.
Mm.
Like there's a few mm-hmm. of them, but most of them are just like,
yeah,
the ghost is going to do something bad or is trying right. to run you off or doesn't want you here or mm-hmm. whatever, you know?
Yeah. Can I share my yeah. Barnell story with you?
Barnell. Yeah. Yeah. Barnell. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I managed a cemetery, a really, really old one for a long time, and it was run down, and my job as the general manager was to get it back up, make it beautiful, and attract, you know, people to use it again. And I think at the time we had like 13,000 people buried there, something like that. And so first order of business was make the entrance and the meeting area, the little office, mm-hmm. you know, look nice again. So one of the first things that he put in was the owner was like a Barn Owl-esque, but this was like 12, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was a low-budget security camera system. I hated this damn thing. It was cumbersome. I think we had three cameras. So we had the front gate inside the office and the back door. And it would trigger whenever motion. And, mm-hmm. and that was pretty shoddy. And it would record for something like 20 seconds. And then it was all saved on a little disk, a flash drive, that would erase itself after 12 hours and start again. So I got that thing working and figured out how to manage it and everything. And one evening, people came in after hours and I stayed late. And I'm like, okay, good. They're gone. So I locked the gate behind me and got the hell out of there. Well, of course, they were still there. They're behind a hill or something.
You left them in.
So I locked them in there. I locked them in there. And so they called... they called us a million times and just got our answering service.
Mm-hmm.
And then they called the police and the police showed up like, oh, this is ridiculous. This is, so it was like a bicycle chain that was closing the gate. So they just clipped it and opened it. And then I got the call like, hey, the police showed up. It wasn't anything. They just had to let some people out of the cemetery. So I'm like, well, I wanted to go watch the video of it. I'm like, this is going to be funny. You know, like watching them freak out, watch them pound on the door, then call the police and throw their hands up. I'm like, this will be funny. I started watching that footage. And it freaked me scared the living shit out of me.
What?
As soon as it got dark, the camera within the office was just rolling. And it was dark. And there was cables, cables or ropes just swinging across within the office. And I'm like, what the? Are these rules?
Because they don't normally do that during the day.
No, okay. there's no ropes across my office.
There's
you know?
No ropes. There's like, no, there, oh. like if you walked in there, yeah. there would not be I'm, a rope.
Oh,
there.
At all.
Yeah, and yeah. it reminded yeah. me of like the cable in that movie Ghost Ship, you know, that stretch and
yeah.
cut everybody in half. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And also there's just like these orbs or whatever, like yeah. just just these like things are just floating around all the time. Like, well, it's dusty in here, you know, I get it. And then I get to looking around and I see that there's cobwebs in front of the camera. So I'm like, ah, there we go. So I got those down, and then I looked at the footage after I did that. I'm like, okay, that's what that was. So I'm starting to piece together this is all, you know, just bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. But, and I just made fun of this like a couple of days before with Ashley. Like when you turn on a light, it just turns on and turns off. And we were watching some scary movie, and it was like flickering, going, you know, going in and out. You know, I'm like, I've never seen a light do that. It's so stupid, you know. This fucking light was doing it the whole time. So the light was, and that's when you'd see the swinging ropes and cables and these orbs. I'm like, oh my God, I was getting so freaked out. And I was waiting for it to like, all right, cut on over to the motion at the front gate. And it never did. So I had to stop watching it.
So it did. So the cameras never picked up the people at the gate, what you're saying.
And it was so cumbersome, like I would just have to like fast forward through it. And the mechanism for that was really difficult. So like, I just stopped watching because it was scaring the living shit out of me.
And it's energy, right?
Yeah, like I don't know.
That's the thing that they can manipulate because we're all energy.
Yeah, and it is a graveyard of horrors. Can you imagine 13,000 energies?
Yeah, now I think about that. Like out of all those 13,000 people, I bet not all of them had a pleasant death or timely death.
Yeah,
you know, or went out the way they wanted.
It'd be interesting to research into that. Like, did someone die from a cable, like something?
Man, I know, but what got me was the light that was in the corner that I turn on every morning was doing that damn flickering in and out and like holding on and then going out and like, what's going on? And there's no motion, like nothing's walking around, so that camera never should have clicked on once. Never should have clicked on once. But that's all that ran, like the from what I could tell, all 12 hours, because I didn't go through all of it.
Hmm.
Like I felt so scared, I just stopped watching it. I'm like, fine, I'm not gonna see what happened.
Well, if you had a barn owl camera,
you
could have seen all of that from your house on your cell phone.
That would have been even better. Like throw my phone into that too. Yeah,
yeah.
But
that's crazy.
Have you had any weird experiences with quote unquote ghosts or spirits?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mainly in the house that we lived in Iowa. We lived in this house and it was built in 1890. And it was beautiful. It was all the original woodwork. Loved this house. But it was old.
Yeah.
And it had like so we moved in there and I had painted it. You know, you're moving into a new house. You want to make it your own. So I'm painting all this stuff. I think there was two ghosts or two spirits in this house. One was like, okay. One was a little pissy.
Oh.
So, like, this was the first week we lived there, and I let my dog
out. So it was a married couple. The okay one was the husband.
Oh, okay.
Probably. Yeah.
He just wants to come home, eat meatloaf, and have beer. Like, and he's cool.
Stop changing my shit.
Yeah. And she's just pissed that she still has to be with him for all eternity.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's a bad energy. The death to us part didn't work.
Yeah.
But when I was doing stuff to the house, and that's when I would really feel this one. And the kids, so my kids were littler. We moved there, I think, my oldest was in fourth or fifth grade, and my youngest was going to be a kindergartner.
Okay.
So younger. And my kids were like the best sleepers. Like, we just had a routine, and they just went to bed. When it was bedtime, it was good. We read dinner book, whatever. We moved to this house, and they would not go to sleep. Like, they were scared of this house. There was a specific bedroom where my oldest daughter was that she just was like, crying all the time. And then it's creepy when they're little, right? Because you're like,
what are
they don't make this stuff up, right?
Yeah.
And so she comes in my room. She's like, I can't. This is like the probably third week of trying to get her to sleep in this room. And she's just bawling. And she's like, I can't sleep in there. Is something in there? And I'm like, just come to bed. But anyway, this particular night, I was going to let the dog out like 2:30 in the morning. And I'm just sleeping in my t-shirt because F pants, right?
Yeah.
So let the dog out. Just have a t-shirt on. It's the middle of the night. We had, like, you walked out this kitchen, and the kitchen had a really old door, like the old click, the button lock, like the old school doors. And then there's like a little breezeway, and then to the porch, and then another door to get outside. So I'm out there, get the door. The door to the kitchen just freaking slams. And I don't mean like creepy shut, just like someone freaking slammed the door. And then you heard click. I was locked out, and it's 2:30 in the morning, and the newest, like, I hadn't lived there maybe a week, and I'm like, oh, and I had like goosebumps all over me. I'm like, that was so creepy. And then I'm outside like, how the hell am I going to get back in the house?
Yeah.
Like my husband's sleeping. My kids are sleeping. I'm stuck outside. And this house had like a slave entrance. I don't know if it, but back in the day, the workers, that's how they came in and out of the house, and they lived in the basement, and they only accessed that part of the house. So I was like, oh God, I walk around. Luckily that door was open so I could get into my house, but I was creeped out. I'm like, something's in here. This is creepy. My kids aren't full of it, right? Like, this is a weird place. So then I went and got like the whole history of that house, because I'm like, I want to know who's in this house.
Yeah.
And so then the bad part is you go in these houses that were built. So this guy, his last name was Shaw. He built two blocks of houses back then. So he must have been like a wealthy man. And then they rented.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't see who lived in the house. So what I could see, there was only like three families. We were the fourth family to live in this house since 1890. But you don't see who was renting it when it was built. It's just, it belonged to Mr. Shaw, right? So I don't know the history of who was in my house. But then, so there was that. And then every time I went to paint, like I do remember, like I was painting my daughter's, I was trying to make this scary bedroom not scary, right? So I'm painting it bright pink and I'm up on the ladder. And they say you get like that
weird feeling.
Tingly cold hairs on the back of my neck are standing, goosebumps. That happened. And I'm like, I got down off the ladder and I'm just pissed at this point because the kids aren't sleeping. Like, I can't move out of this house. I'm stuck in here. Yeah. Like, we have to learn to coexist, right? And so I'm like, I get down and I'm like, you have got to stop. I just told it, like, leave us alone. We're here. Like, it didn't help, really. But it helped me feel better and I finished painting the bedroom. That was probably the biggest one when I got slammed out. And then if you were in the basement, like my washer and dryer, I would start the dryer and I would go to go upstairs. Boom. The dryer door would
pop open.
I'd go down there, shut it, boom, the dryer door would pop open. That was a no.
Was it at that point in your life?
Oh, I would have to move.
Oh, you would totally move, yeah. I was thinking that earlier when you said, well, we're going to have to figure out how to make this work. She would have come to me and been like, we are leaving.
That's my theory too, by the way. Yeah. Just get the hell out of there.
So at that point when you were experiencing that, had you already been through some of these things that kind of helped you, made you feel like you kind of understood some of this other stuff?
I'd been through my weird Reiki massage. And then I had read a little bit about it. And then once that started happening, I kind of just started reading more because I was like a little weirded out by it. And I do think like it affected my oldest daughter. I think like whatever dark things were in there, and I took her actually to a Reiki lady. And she's like, yeah, there's like just some dark vibration. Like there's just, she just has some darkness like kind of attached to her, not in her or not her, but like kind of attached to her. And so it did help her too, like just kind of clearing that like from her. But yeah, like I think that helped me just not be so scared. How long? I don't feel like it could really hurt me.
Oh, okay.
It's freaky. And it's annoying.
Yeah, it's just like unsettling.
I just think it would mess with my mind too much. Yeah. Like everywhere I turned, hated it was like, how long did you live there?
3 years.
Okay, so short, but way too long for me.
Yeah. Well, and my kids, like, it did affect, like, they had to sleep with me almost every night. That was a lot, but.
Gosh. So was it, at what point did you start feeling like you could have some kind of effect on those situations and on spirits? Because earlier you guys were mentioning the sage and, you know, trying to talk, you know, these spirits out or whatever. And, you know, Morgan touched a little bit on the experience at our house. We'll get into that. But how did that come about?
So I think from that experience, right? Because at the Iowa house, because I started kind of just reading a little bit and I learned about sage that way. Because I was like, oh, well, maybe I could just try this, right? I mean, that's also been around for 100 years. I mean, the Catholic Church uses incense, right? Yeah. Like, there's a reason why. It burns, supposed to be purely burning out, like, negative energies, especially out of stagnant places. So I'm like, I'm just going to try that. So I think, like, that house was also kind of a big factor on just, I guess, the way I view things. Mm-hmm. Like, because before that, I probably would have been moving, like, and just, like,
let's go.
Yeah.
So
get out of here.
How can you take that experience where the door basically kicks you out, right? It slams behind you and then the lock flips up.
Yeah, that
I mean, I would interpret that as, okay,
get out.
Yeah.
This is not your house.
I think that's the most terrifying part of Amityville Horror, that movie where it's like, get out. Oh. I hate that. And then something tells me to get out. I'm like, okay, I'm out.
Yeah. Okay, sir.
Like, I don't want to argue that. So I'm with Morgan. Just
get out.
Yeah, I'll get out. You know, too much synergy
here.
So
it didn't ever feel like evil.
Okay.
Right?
Like, it just was a little scary.
Like, it just didn't, like, change. Mm. So it would leave us alone, and then if I took wallpaper down or did something, then it would come back. Mm. Like, I feel like maybe it was, like, the caretaker of the house or something. My, like, intuition, right? Is, like, it doesn't like it when it changed things.
So it might not even been a person, per se. It might have just been this spirit overlooking the well-being of this house.
Yeah, I wish that we just knew the history of the house, because I feel like there's something there. Like, did that person, I don't know, was it somebody that worked in the basement and loved this house? And, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I wonder, like, I used to always think that same path that you're thinking there, like, okay, what was the history? Who was here? It had to have been one of these people, whatever. I used to always think that. But then with the experience that we had at our house, I mean, we built that house like 5 years ago. So nobody lived in that place before we did. And there was never a house on that property before we were. It was just woods. So then that makes me think, okay, what was going on in our house? You know, because it's not a history of a person.
Yeah, you caused this.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, because Haley has definitely seen, like, in her room, you saw. I mean, she has a swing hanging, and she has it videoed, and there's no fan on. I mean, it's just a going. I mean, going. Mm-hmm. And she's rolled over before, and it's always like a lady that has darker hair. And anyway, so we...
That's not always, though, because she... Or no, I guess
here,
it was here.
Our she house. Said but she saw a man out here and really thought it was Ben. Here,
yeah. This one would be a completely different story. But back to
but
our house.
But yeah, at the house. And so she just kept feeling really uneasy and was like, I need to cleanse this room. So we contacted my mom's friend who's a ghost hunter.
Yeah.
And she told us to boil rosemary and water and something else and just put it in a spray bottle and walk around the room and ask the spirit to leave nicely. Like, you are not welcome here. Mean it, but say you need to leave. And
does she feel scared? Like, did she feel scared of it?
Yeah. Oh, not scared. She just felt uneasy. She didn't. Yeah. And I think the first time she said she was definitely scared at this house. But then afterwards, it was like almost expected that she was going to see this person. But it just made her feel uneasy. It was like, I just want to sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, eh. And so, anyways.
Then... And she likes, you know, coming home and,
oh my
and
gosh,
staying
she
and stuff.
Loves
so it's
it.
Not like something that, you know, left a bad taste in her mouth or whatever.
Yeah, because, I mean, she came home last weekend and was like, I just can't wait for my bed and being home. So that's good. It makes us feel good.
but there's but something. I
something.
Mean,
and you said there was like a lot of stale.
I could feel it
like
in there.
Stale, like,
yeah, I felt like heavy. So I feel like I feel heavy, like. I can't take a deep breath when there's something in an air, like in a spot. And I can feel that, and probably she maybe has some of that too. I've never seen them. So I don't have that gift.
Okay.
Right? But I feel them and I know they're here, right? I'm like, okay, I know this person, this spirit is, or whatever it is here, right? Uh-huh. I can feel it. But I'd be interested if it's something she would ever want to like, keep exploring what is that gift and what is its purpose, because I feel like you have mediums right, and sometimes it's just like there's a message that I need to get to this person. Maybe it's that for her. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah,
and especially if she's like had them since she was young,
right?
But then I feel like you can make a choice. If it's freaking you out, you don't want to do it, it's okay to not do it. But if it's something that she would ever want to do, I bet she probably has like that ability, I bet.
Which I had told her you had come or whatever, and you had felt the way you did. And when she came back last weekend, I'll just be like, well, have you seen any spirits or whatever? And she's like, gosh, I just know. Like, she's in this old sorority house, you would think.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm just so busy. I don't know if I haven't been in tune or I haven't been aligned or whatever. So she really hasn't down at college.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do it, like, think can come and go. I think you kind of have to, like, get yourself there.
Okay.
You know, because we get busy and we have to live our lives too. But I bet she does.
Don't you feel like your mom has said you felt ghosts when you were younger? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, because it definitely did not her stuff did not come from me. It's gotta be.
That's on Ben.
That's on Ben. I feel like, and you've told me everyone has that something. Yes. And I just feel like I so don't, but.
You just don't know yet.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll go back to the boogeyman. It's kind of instilled in you in an early age, like beware the boogeyman. And it's kind of a good thing where like an inherent thing where if we're up, if our guard's up, we're not going to get eaten by a saber-toothed tiger.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's actually some really good things in feeling that way and being in tune with those feelings. You know, if you get into docuseries and, you know, the term I heard for it is murder porn. Like women just love murder porn, where it's like the Menendez brothers, stories like that. A lot of times, if there is a survivor, they'll talk about, I felt threatened, but I knew I wasn't because I was just at work or, you know, I, you know, but they always talk about they feel threatened, but they didn't act on it, you know, and it's just kind of interesting that I think there is something to that, just kind of following your intuition a little bit, but it's not all bad.
No.
You know?
Oh gosh, no. Right. Yeah. There's a reason why we, have those defense mechanisms for sure.
So if I flip it to the good side, I saw this amazing tweet a couple weeks ago and it just blew my mind. It was a 44-year-old man describing how he was just a lazy piece of shit. Just a normal guy that would go to work and go home, right? But he had never seen the sunrise before. And it was his first time seeing a clear sunrise. And he's just like walking through all these emotions and how he felt the day was going to unfold for him and seeing this. Like it was really interesting reading him talk about that. I'm like, well, that's the opposite side of like being introduced to something scary. Like he was introduced to something. He's like, I can't believe I'm 44 and I've never seen the sunrise and I never felt any of these emotions before.
Huh.
So like, I think that was like like you're talking about high vibration, and good vibration. I think just seeing that and feeling the sun pour on him and it warmed him up. Like he was introduced to a whole new world of like, so maybe he's not a high vibration guy now. I don't know. But it was, you know, if you read into things, he couldn't explain what the hell he was trying to say. You know, it was just this long, crazy tweet, you know, so.
Yeah, and I felt that doing Reiki with people's emotions, or sometimes people are bawling after we do Reiki.
Oh, yeah.
We're feeling something, right?
Yeah.
That's really interesting. Like, if that guy was not grounded, you know, if that grounded him in that moment, like.
Grew up in an inner city, you know, just always got up after the sunrise, went to work, came home, same with school, you know, just every day is a grind or whatever, you know.
And there's something to nature, right?
Oh,
we all
of course.
Know that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're blessed to be living where we're living, to always get to experience it where people like that don't. You know, like. It's in your backyard right now. Look at how gorgeous it is, and we get out there and we get that like grounding where I think, especially in cities and things like that, people don't have that and we take it for granted so much.
Just think of the mystery right there. Like we see the yard and then the woods. Like it leaves something for your imagination and like we don't know what's going on in the woods.
Yeah. It's mysterious. And you think about that too, like what's under the ground of the house you built.
So that's what I'm thinking.
I thought about all that because I was directly involved in the building process.
Yeah, what did you dig up or bury and tell me?
We dug deep for that house.
Yeah.
So if there was something buried in terms of like maybe like a, you know, there's a grave there or something like that.
You would have dug it up?
We probably would have pulled it up because we went deep.
Yeah. But like
in the one corner of the house, we were 30 foot under grade. And then on the other one, we were probably 10-ish. So we went down far.
How far do you bury, Andy?
Six feet under.
But really, is it only 6 feet?
Well, but I think
it's got to be deeper than that.
If it was something like that, though, it would have been like an old, like say, Indian grave or something like that.
Right.
That probably wouldn't have even been 6 foot because they would have been hand digging it with sticks.
Okay, so you think? Yeah. I don't know
how many years of. I don't know
that too.
Sure. Yeah.
Build
on top of it. Yeah.
And then I also think sometimes it can be attached to things.
Yeah.
You hear that, right?
Yeah.
I don't have any experience with that, but...
Okay.
I don't know.
So people can't see this, but Tracy brought me some sage in this amazing holder. It's almost like a shell. And then is it the birch wood, right? Is that what you call it? Or what's the wood?
Yeah, that wood. And then there's a feather in there. Oh, and then there's a little pamphlet that just kind of tells you about smudging and how to do it.
Well, because I was going to say that for me, I've never saged. Will you just light it and you're walking around? I mean, obviously you're trying to, what are you saying?
When I do it, it's just kind of like I'm like set an intention and maybe are like, I'll light my sage and let it burn for a minute and then be like, I'm inviting all of the positive light, peace, love, gratitude into this home, clearing out any negative attachments or energies, you know, wishing well intentions basically for whoever and whatever purpose I'm doing it for. But I'm always inviting like the light, like the universe light, love, peace.
The sunrise. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, if anyone's never smelt sage, it
smells pretty good.
It smells really good.
Yeah.
Why do people think it smells like weed? I don't think it does.
It has a weedish smell.
Maybe when you light it. Yeah. Have you smelled this, Andy?
But I don't. I mean, I like it now.
Yeah.
I feel like the first time I burnt it, it was a little bit like, ooh.
Okay.
But it doesn't stay long. And it's good to open windows and doors when you're doing it.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of let all that negative out, too.
So for you, you're, you know, well into your career, you know, all the things that you have going on in life, and then you've got this going on as well. Do you have, like, future plans for this, or you just kind of look at it like, just gonna, whatever comes, comes, you know?
Kind of whatever comes, comes, but yes, in a way. Like, I think it's something I would really enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I am a nurse, and I like to help people. I like to, you know, that's my calling, I think, if you will. But this has been, like, fun, and, like, I really enjoyed, like, doing it. And every time I Reiki people, I have like my little journal to keep notes so I can continue to get better and have those experiences. And I'm really enjoying that. So yeah, maybe someday like that, I think would be a path that I'd kind of just like to do more of, but I'm just kind of letting it come.
See what, yeah. Cause I mean, obviously you've painted this picture that throughout the years, whatever it is has come to you and told you, hey, it's time to do something now. It's time to do something now. So, like, do you feel anxious? Like, what's the next one that it's going to come hit me with?
Yes, I do, because I do feel like you were, like, coming here was really uncomfortable for me, because I'm like, I am not special and I'm not very interesting.
She's like, are you sure your audience? I'm like, yes. We talk about all the things.
But it's funny you say that, because I do feel like I have a block to that, right? Because it is weird, and it isn't always accepted, and people are going to think, like... What is wrong with you, you weirdo witch lady, right?
Yeah.
I have had someone very close in my family kind of tell me that. So, I mean, even, like, don't talk to my parents about this, to be honest, because I don't know how open they are to it.
Right.
And I don't want, like, I mean, I'm just a normal person, but I do believe that this is something that's very real.
There's something there.
And my spirit guides or whatever, this maybe is some sort of purpose I have here, right, that I'm supposed to do, and I'm blocking it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because of those thoughts and feelings.
Yeah. What would your take be if you're doing one of these sages and just a huge, tremendous, negative, scary force, like, really hits the person hard, maybe hits them really hard to where you feel bad, like, oh, my God, I put them through that, and it hit you too, obviously. Yeah. I mean, can you see a scenario where that would happen and you'd be like, all right, I'm out? Like, I mean, that... I don't want to put somebody through that pain, that agony. I drum something up inside them. And do you believe that's that evil that you're talking about? Or do you think you can contain it? Like,
so,
I think when you're talking about these type of forces, I have no clue. I'm an idiot.
Well, like, and I'm not fucking around with evil. Sorry. Well,
No, it's all good.
But like, I'm not having a Ouija board in my house. I'm not having that. Like, I'm not letting that portal come in through things, right?
So you think you can?
I don't think I can control it.
You're the gatekeeper here. The portal.
But I do think there. Yeah. No. Please, God, no. No, but I do think like what I'm doing with that is working with love and light. It is not. Reiki can do no harm. It cannot harm people. So it's love and light from the ultimate source of love and light, God, to me, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it is not for that. And so it's not welcome there. So I don't think that it can
enter, even
wake up that evil. It can wake up bring up like things, past traumas, things like that. And you can use Reiki to send Reiki love and light back to the past. You can use it to send into the future because it's energy, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's that. But I don't think that I've never had that. I hope I never have that. I don't even know.
Well, like, that's what I'm wondering. But, like, you're not looking for that. You're not trying to attract uh-huh. evil, but you're summoning something up here. And, like, we're talking about forces unknown.
Right.
Like, what if evil's like, oh, there it is. It's an opening for me. And this right. person's troubled, and she's a rookie at this. Yeah. She thinks she can do this. I'll show them.
Right. Like,
Andy's the skeptic here. Can you tell?
That's okay. That's totally fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think with those particular things, like, you get to pick and choose what you want to do, at least, you know, right now.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, the way I would imagine it is like, you know, if Morgan comes to you and says, hey, you know, my daughter, she's got this spirit and the things moving, whatever the that chair. Thing is, the chair's moving around and, you know, and it feels kind of like light, you know, whatever, like, yeah, I might be able to help with that, you know, but if someone comes to you and is like,
oh yeah,
their head's spinning
in the middle of the night, my daughter starts screaming and her arms are going weird and she's floating and all this,
exactly.
you're going to be like,
bye.
No, I am not an exorcist and I am not going into that portal.
Yeah.
Right. Bring me the love and light and healing.
Yeah. I think that's a good path. Stay with that.
Yeah. No, I hope that. I mean, I don't think that, because like I said, it is all love and light, and like, it's not that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally going to have you Reiki me.
No, there has to be.
Yeah.
I mean, right?
Right.
And it sucks, but
it
also, you get to think about this stuff. If it weren't for evil, we wouldn't know how good we had it, right? We couldn't feel as good as, couldn't appreciate.
Right.
You know, if I just have a good day every day, I wouldn't know how good it is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to go through the shit, Morgan.
So we can like close it up, but I'm interested in what you felt in this house, because there's got to be some shit in here.
She probably hasn't put any.
I didn't put any energy into feeling that.
Yeah.
All right. So she's going
to. I don't mind saging. I'll sage before I go if you guys want me to.
Okay.
I don't mind that at all. That'd be awesome. And I take some, but like we said, you know, when you're busy and like I was having anxiety just coming in because I was like, I don't know what I'm, you know, I don't know what your thoughts or beliefs are, and it doesn't matter, but you don't know, like, if people are going to be like.
Yeah. I think that's
an important piece. Oh, I just love it, being open.
For people to understand is, it's that, like, you have to be active in it. You know, you can't just.
She's not just feeling
think,
it.
Yeah, people think like, oh, this person, like, they just walk somewhere and boom, they get hit with it or whatever.
Right.
You have to be in that headspace.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. Because we're human. We're having that human experience. Right. So like, even if you have these gifts, they're not just, we're preoccupied.
Yeah.
And I do think you have to be in like a headspace. Like if I'm going in with an intention of like feeling this or doing this, then yeah, I'm ready. But you know, if I'm going to the bar to have a beer, I'm just going to the bar to have a beer.
Right. You're not like there to find somebody to.
And would you say beer kind of like goes the opposite way, kind of numbs it, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Where other drugs would accentuate
it. Probably heighten it.
Yeah.
I haven't
done
any of that. But yeah, they say, like, my husband really wants to go do the ayahuasca tea.
Yeah, right?
Wait,
yeah,
what is this?
He, like, wants to have that experience.
Oh.
That shit scares me.
What?
He, like, we had this. He really, really, really wanted to. He, like, researched this shit. He was, like,
is convinced. He an Aaron Rodgers fan? He is, isn't he?
I never heard him talk about that. I don't know. He is, like, a.
Wait, but what is this that you're talking about?
Oh, my gosh.
Ayahuasca?
It's poison, basically.
It opens your mind to a whole new world, Morgan.
Oh.
It's like psychedelic.
It's mushroom tea.
Yeah.
And you go to a place.
Like into Peru. That's where he wanted to go, into the rainforest.
Oh, wow. He wanted to do it for real,
He had this whole trip planned out. And I find like.
A trip within a trip.
He goes down these whole. Like he goes down these things and he's a super researcher and he like. He's a passionate man if you've ever met him. But he had research all this, and the girls are like in high school. This was just a few years ago, you guys.
Oh, God.
Okay? You got to go with him. You got to do it.
So I told him, like, I let him have it. Let him have it. And then finally, he's like about to book some tickets, and I'm like, sat down. I'm like, hey, we need to talk. We sit down. I'm like, you have two kids and a wife. I don't think it's a great idea to go into the middle of a rainforest and take some poisonous tea until you can hallucinate. I mean, I need you alive.
Right. Like this.
Yeah. When the kids are graduated, if you still feel this passion about it, how about we can make a deal and you can do it then?
Okay. All right.
Okay, so your last one's graduating
last
this year.
One's a senior, and he still, I think, wants to do it.
Yeah.
Really? But would you do it with him or not?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you got to.
I don't think I want to.
Yeah, that seems crazy.
You would
crazy.
Turn that into a positive experience.
Positive experience for him. Yeah. I don't like puking.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, that does suck.
Wait, you're puking?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I've heard a lot of stories.
So supposedly you go in there, and like the first day, you're just like, expelling toxins, so you're puking and puking and puking and puking, supposedly. Mm. I don't know.
Oh, but this sounds so
just
dumb.
And you're in, like, the rainforest. I mean, I'm sure it's beautiful and
bugs,
like,
and
but yeah, and so I don't know. You that's a whole thing. You'll have to next time you guys see him, he will be able to fill you in on every detail. Like, oh, he had this thing.
Let's let him go so then we can have him on the pod.
I would love someday to have an interview with someone who's done that. And there's a couple of different ones. Mm-hmm. So that ayahuasca or whatever is one of them. I don't remember, DMT and
there's LSD.
There's a number of these different. These different ones that are that kind of thing, like the jungle. You go to whatever, and you sit with this person.
And it's supposed to be like this huge spiritual journey. Like people
has
come
anyone
back,
died?
I don't think
they
anybody
don't really advertise
from the
that.
Stories that I've heard.
There's a doctor there. He said he's like there is a doctor there.
It just opens your third eye, it makes you understand.
It sounds like Andy wants to go.
The people you talk or the people that I hear interviews from who have done it. You know, they say it literally just changes their life.
I bet Joe Rogan
and
had
usually,
somebody on.
Oh, he's had plenty of them.
That's probably where Adam. Adam's a big Joe Rogan guy. That's probably where he first learned.
Mm-hmm. And it's usually things like addictions or whatever. Like they'll come in there with, you know, they're addicted to alcohol and they've got major PTSD from like a lot of the military folks are starting to use it.
Military guys are doing it.
And they come out of there and they're like, I haven't drank a drop since I left that place. And it's 3 years later. And they were like heavy, heavy drinkers.
And a lot of those guys, some of those guys, they went there for their military guys for the what happened to them in Iraq or Afghanistan. Yeah. And they weren't even looking at trying to get sobered up or whatever, stop drinking, stop smoking. Like, that's not what they went there for. They just went there to try and get mental health.
Yeah, just quit. Yeah.
And that was a side effect of going on this trip. Tripping balls.
And it connects them with their spiritual side.
Mm-hmm. I think it's like Reiki on steroids.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
the reports that that those folks will come back with on the stuff that they see. Yeah. And a lot of it is traumatic for them when they're going through it. Like there's some.
They don't say it's all
guys,
positive.
Yeah. Most of the guys are like, there's some bad shit that happened.
Mm-hmm. Like they. What? Besides throwing
just
out
like
shit their pants? I gotta listen to a
like
podcast.
Old stuff. Okay. Like old traumas and like, I don't know, they speak of past life traumas. I don't know like wherever your beliefs are on that, but they speak of that when they do them too.
Who is that? Like, there's a comic just went on one of those trips and a writer, he was a writer for a lot of different shows, and he said it took him like 2 months to get over it. Like he was just like in hiding and like just trying to process his trip.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah, but no,
see,
but
that's
now
kinda
he's
scary.
But now he's all like he's like
just stepping in it.
But now he's more productive than ever. He's writing all these books. He's going on tour.
Like, I have never heard anybody talk about it being super negative.
Yeah, no,
I never have.
But also, they don't talk like it's all just positive either.
Yeah,
like it's interesting.
It's hard, like emotionally hard. It sounds like.
So I don't know.
We'll see.
Another piece of it.
Yeah, interesting. Oh well thanks for coming, Tracy. Hopefully we
thanks for having me.
Made you feel not too freaked out.
No, it was awesome. It's really awesome.
The whole thing's very interesting to me. I mean, I believe in the stuff. I believe that, you know, there's other things out there. I mean, like Morgan said, you know, we've been experiencing that with Haley. To me, there has to be. There has to be more. Like you said earlier, there has to be more than just this, you know, what we're doing here every day. Mm-hmm. And it ties in with religion and all the things. Cause there's a lot of people who I think feel like, and you were kind of touching on this. Well, if you believe in that stuff, then you don't believe in God, you know, or whatever.
Right.
But no, I see it as being one and the same.
They work
and that'll
together.
Being part of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agree. Yeah.
But cool
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. We'll have you sage if you don't mind.
Of
I know you got to run, but.
Oh yeah. I would be happy to sage.
Good.
All right.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah, for sure. Happy Halloween, everyone.
I'll give you some witch blessings.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. We'll take it.
Peace.
All right. Anything else? Good.
Nope.
Later.